Just the guitar, okay, cool.
歌曲名字为 Send My Love to Your New Lover， 代我问候你的新恋人。各位早安，这里是可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。这歌名好像听起来有点又长又酸，依然是来自于阿呆 Adele 的一首作品。据说创作灵感是来自于她的前男友。一段恋情或者一段婚姻当中，如果其中一个人跑得太快，另一个人跟不上，这也有可能导致两个人的分道扬镳。找一个能配得上你的野心、抱负、梦想的人不容易，所以很多人都将就了，所以才有了这么多关于分手的优美情歌。一起来听 Send My Love， 代我问候。
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting you and me. That was what you told me.
今天的词汇扩展歌词 Send my love to your new lover， 代我问候你的新恋人。 Send my love to somebody， Send one's love to somebody， 意思是带什么什么向什么什么人问好。听一下例句，代我向你的父母亲问好。 Send my love to your parents， 同义词组 Give one's regards to somebody，也是带什么什么向什么什么人问好的意思。谢 谢你的邀请，请代我问候贵夫人。Thanks for the invitation, and please give my regards to your wife. 当你见到 Smith 先生的时候，请替我向他问候一声。Please give my best regards to Mr. Smith when you see him. 歌词，我们必须得释怀过去，放下怨恨。We've gotta let go of all of our ghosts.Let go of something 简单词组表示对什么什么事情放手或者释怀。也许我现在最需要做的就是让一段不愉快的恋情尽快过去，或者对一段不愉快的恋情释怀。 At the moment, what I probably need to do is let go of a bad relationship. 歌词里面出现的单词 ghost, G-H-O-S-T, ghost, 它是一个名词，表示鬼魂、幽灵，它可以表示一点点、一丝。听一下例句，死去的孩子们的幽灵常在这个村落出没。The village is haunted by the ghosts of the dead children. 词组 a ghost of something, 隐约的一点点或者一丝。他露出了一丝笑容。He gave the ghost of a smile. 那房子他根本不可能卖得出去。He doesn't stand a ghost of a chance of selling the house. 此处 to give up the ghost, 放弃幽灵，放弃鬼魂。这个词组它比喻的其实就是报废或者是死去。以下例句。我那可怜的阿姨得了癌症，在床上躺了半年后终于去世了。 My poor old aunt was in bed with cancer for 6 months before she finally gave up the ghost. 我需要钱去买一辆新车，我的那辆旧汽车已经开了12年了，恐怕是要报废了。 I need money to buy a new car. My old one is 12 years old.And I'm afraid it's ready to give up the ghost. 歌词 You couldn't keep up. You were falling down. Keep up. 动词词组表示保持或者跟得上，保养。听一下例句。事情变得太快了，变化得太快了，很难跟得上形势。Things are changing so fast. It's hard to keep up.孩子们如果在学校里功课不好，日子就不会好过。Life is tough for kids who aren't keeping up in school. 如果缴费不及时，你会被赶出去的。If you don't keep up payments, you could be evicted. 例句当出现的单词 evict, E-V-I-C-T, evict, 它是动词表示驱逐、驱赶。再听一遍。如果缴费不及时，你会被赶出去的。If you don't keep up payments, you could be evicted. Mm-hmm. 好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了。非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴，我是 Linda, 咱们下期见。